Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome back, folks, to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing program for you today. Oh, wow. Tonight on the conversation, again, Kayleigh McEnery just takes them because they act like now the Dems act like these riots matter and they really care. These matter. They never cared. But now that their rankings are tanking, oh, they gotta care. They gotta care. Brain Freeze Joe. I mean, if you listen to these things and what he said that Trump is stroking violence in U.S. cities. That if a Trump supporter comes to a city and violence ensues, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump riots. They're just trying to blame everything on Trump. Can't. Skidmore College students demand termination of professors that attend pro-police rallies. Well, I think the students that say that should not get police protection. So if they're getting mugged, raped, or whatever, then hey, how can they call on the police? Because they don't want it. You know, if they don't want the police, if they're not for the police, then they shouldn't get the protection. Let me see what else. Oh, it's funny because like in Portland, there was a pro-Trump caravan, and because violence erupted, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Trump. It's nuts that they think that way, you know, because Biden keeps coming out. Well, I'm condoning these riots. Has Trump? Well. Biden never did. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into some stuff about the elections. There's two Florida women that have been arrested for allegedly sex trafficking two 15-year-old girls. Also, a deal with Manchester United in 24 hours. And some, if you want to relax, meditate, there's some great CBD cannabis strains out there and THC cannabis strains that are really good. Yeah. So thank you for tuning in, folks. James 3:13. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humanity that comes from wisdom. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And there's a post I posted today that said, this isn't the mask you wore to school this morning. No, this is way cooler. I traded mine with Taylor, who traded his with Hunter. And they're sharing masks. And one of my friends that is so, I love her, she's like, where's the biohazard bins for these masks? If it's so bad, the virus, where's the biohazard bins? Whether it's healthcare or not, where are the biohazard bins? Because this virus is a waste of space. Not saying it's fake, but, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Because this is getting to be put out there as semi-truthful, and it's 100% true. 94% of the people that died from COVID-19 had a pre-existing condition that attributed to their death. Only 6% of the population have died from COVID-19 only. Where all they can, the only thing they can link it to is COVID-19. Everything else, 94% of it is COVID-19, along with emphysema, heart disease, blood pressure, diabetes. There's other things that cause them to not survive. just like the new evidence with George Floyd. If you put George Floyd in a room, 100%, he would have died from that fentanyl. We're not saying that the cops are in the right or the cops did anything. Cops aren't in the right. Cops didn't do anything right. They shouldn't have had their knee on. No one's agreeing that that was okay. But if the cop was by himself in the room and George Floyd just stood there and he didn't touch him and George Floyd was all by himself, he would have died from the fentanyl. He was ODing on fentanyl. That's why he couldn't breathe. The knee didn't help anything. We're not condoning what the cop did. We're just saying that he could have died if the cop had done anything or not. Now, maybe if it was like normal, he could have said, hey, I swallowed fentanyl, I'm ODing, like on heroin, can you help me? But, you know, that didn't happen. So, it's just because so many people think that when I posted that, they're like, no, the knees would kill them. Not in the, do your homework. I mean, you have to have sources because this fake internet, 90% of the stories, just try to search for companies that support Blue Lives Matter. It all comes up with Black Lives Matter stuff. I mean, I don't know how anyone can support that Biden likes minors, but, you know, I guess they do because they vote for him. I'm with that sexual pervert. I mean, I wouldn't trust Obama. I wouldn't trust Biden to babysit my kids, let alone run the country. But the whole time they let these riots go on, thinking that, guess what, Trump's going to be the blame. We're going to blame Trump. Trump's going to get the blame. No one's blaming Trump for any of this. And now they're like, now what do we do? Because our polls are tanking because Democrat mayors are not doing anything. And they're just letting these riots get out of hand. And people are tired of it. And Trump is saying, hey, I'll put the military up your ass. And we'll get this ended ASAP. No, we're not doing it. Okay. And the people who live in these cities that can't go to work and can't do anything because he's rioting and these protests, Trump's not being blamed at all. So now, what do you do? Now they're coming out like, I condone these riots. I want to see Trump do the same. Trump's been condoning the riots since day one. He's been trying to get the military in there and the National Guard to help, but no one wants to help. They're just letting the communities trash. Even the Portland mayor wanted to get in and help and trash and do. But no, he was tear gassed. But Trump is stroking violence in U.S. cities. I can't see. Everything, when I look at Joe Biden, what scares me is I feel like he's teleprompter reading. Like he's just reading what's there. Like he's not there. Like he's just, like they're getting professionals to help him learn to go out there. And if there's something in his ear, like read what's on the page, look down, read. Because it seems like it's like he's a robot. He's mindless. Trump has been trying to stop this for a long time. But the governor, Lightfoot in Chicago, we don't want no help. We want to let this country trash ourselves. I mean, you got Al Sharpton out there that's an ambulance chaser that all he wants is dead presidents on dollar bills. He don't care about black people. He's just trying to cash in on all these riots. Because they were hoping that all this stuff would make America look bad. Oh, look at him. Because they're trying to act like all these rioters are Trump people. All this stuff is Trump's problem. And when it's not working, they don't know what to do now. Dear D, we got a problem here, folks. Houston, we have a problem. The trashing of America is not being blamed on Trump. It's being blamed on us. What do we do? Well, maybe if you cared about your country and were more concerned about making your country better than trying to win the 2016 election and having lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit that you lose trying to get Trump's tax returns, where if there was something in there that was inappropriate, let me tell you, they would have exposed it during the 2019 impeachment / 2020 impeachment. Well, they've been trying to, they were working on impeachment before he even got elected. They were just hoping that when they got those FISA warrants, that they'd be able to find something. Haha, guess what? Right here. He didn't pay. He didn't return a book in kindergarten, and he owes money. And because of that, he's getting thrown out of office. Because everything is about trying to get rid of Trump. And that's what they're trying to do. Well, Trump's going to win the election on election night on November 3rd, but in 3 or 4 weeks, when all the ballots come in, Trump will end up losing to Biden. Hillary Clinton's like, do not concede. And now they're, you know, okay. And now they're pushing this. Oh, well, Trump's going to win at first, but then I wonder how many people are going to try to vote by mail-in ballot, like on the 2nd or 3rd, the latest they can possibly mail it in, and then go to the voting polls and vote and try to do it both ways and try to get two ballots in. They'll get, if they get caught, they can get in major trouble. But they're going to try something. They're going to try to, well, since everyone's going to vote by, since we're going to have a lot of mail-in ballot, no, then you need to make the if you're going to vote by mail, then you have 3 weeks before. 3 weeks before the ballot has to begin in. It's amazing how they're trying to shove this vote by mail down our throats when everyone's going to Walmart, everyone's going to Meijer, and everyone's going to Atlanta Pacific, and everyone's going to Wawa, and to the Come and Go, and the White Hen, and 7-Eleven. Everyone's going to all these stores. No one's social distancing. People are crowding beaches, but they're like, you have to vote by mail. No one's social distancing. No one's buying this crap. But you got to vote by mail. I know you just went to Walmart with 1,000 people, but you got to vote by mail. I mean, Biden's coming out falsely claiming Trump that he did not condemn the violence. Huh. He's the one that's trying to shove the National Guard down the throats of people and to end it. Kenosha, Wisconsin, $2 million in damage. And that's before, that's probably not even including COVID-19 and all the stuff that they're, I mean, there are places that are shutting down because they've reopened, but everyone's paranoid. Oh God, I can't go to the health club. I'm going to get the virus. What do I do? Because they're all freaking paranoid. You know what a cure for the COVID-19 is? It's called getting out and doing and living your life. Actually, the healthier you are, the 99% chance you're more likely to survive. But that's facts. Know your facts. Remember, folks, only 6% of the people have actually died from COVID-19. The rest, the other 94%, died with other underlying conditions and other things that really caused the death. But then you got a Fauci, oh, there could be a major comeback of the virus. People aren't buying it. The majority of people are like, okay, yeah, the second wave, like Trump came out and told the Big Ten, play college football. But these people have this notion that, okay, there's another 10 cases of COVID-19. Like, that's 10 people on ventilators. That's 10 people that are in the hospital on ventilators fighting for their life. way to go. That's not the case. More than likely, out of the 10 people, let's say, 9 of them probably were not, I got COVID-19. I feel great. What the heck? I just wanted to say that tonight, give your thoughts and prayers out to the family of police officer Tama Harris L. Bahanan, who died Sunday night after being shot in the head while responding to a call Saturday night. He is of colored persuasion, so I'm expecting to see Black Lives Matter out, because it is a black life, so obviously it should matter. I'm expecting to see Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton ain't out there. Yeah. Where's Jesse Jackson? It's a black guy. I thought Black Lives Mattered. I guess not. Black lives don't care when there's 75 black people killed every single solitary day. It's a political group. 90% of your money you donate to Black Lives Matter goes to one thing. The Democratic Party, to the Tides organization, to the Communist Party of the United States, the Socialist Party of the United States, to these anti-American socialist communist movements. It's not going to fight racial injustice. They don't care. It's not about Black Lives Matter. They don't care. They're just trying to get you on the plantation. They're trying to get you nailed down. Oh, you're racist because you don't support All Lives Matter. I got into it with someone. You can't say All Lives Matter until Black Lives Matter. I said, the problem I have is, see, there are people that say All Lives Matter, but then they eat meat, so I guess that cow's life doesn't matter. And she was taken, like, what? I said, well, when I say All Lives Matter, I mean all lives. Doesn't an animal have a life? Doesn't a dog have a life, or a cat? When I say all lives matter, I'm talking everything. There's only a couple animals, like wasps are one of the few animals that have no known benefit. They do nothing positive. But that's the world we live in. People don't care. You can't say all lives matter unless you say black lives matter. Like, that makes sense. All lives excludes blacks. I mean, you have Skidmore College students demanding termination of professors that attend pro-police rallies. Well, they need to get the names of the people that demand that and make sure that they get no police protection. So if there's any males or females, they're getting robbed, they're getting raped, they're getting beaten, whatever, then you will not help them. Sorry, since you wanted to have professors terminated that attend pro-police party rallies, we can't come to assist you, because since you don't support the police, we can't help people that don't support us. Because if you don't support us and you don't believe in us, you don't want us, you don't like us. Because it's amazing, all these people that want to defund the police until they get shot at, then they're like, where's the police? Help me, help me. Oh, I thought you didn't want the police. I thought you were, if they're all for defunding the police until they need the police, and then they're like, what? Huh? I didn't know. Someone told me. Because these idiots don't know anything. Oh, I can't believe Trump is banning travel from certain countries. Well, don't you want to make sure that people with the coronavirus don't bring it here? Yeah, well, that's what he's doing. There are areas that are heavily, heavily fortified terrorist areas. It's a very hostile, terrorist-run area. And we're trying to keep those type of people from coming here. Look at the border. You come across the border illegally. First of all, it's illegal. That's why you're illegally doing it. Second of all, what vaccines have they had? What diseases are they potentially bringing over here? It's amazing how we were called xenophobes for banning from hotspots like China and Italy and Spain. But now they're like, oh, Trump didn't do enough. It's kind of like they're against the wall because Trump wants it, but deep down, when people with a deadly virus come across the border because there's no wall free-nilly and they spread a virus through this world, then they'll be like, well, Trump didn't do enough to put the wall up. Well, you were the one that was against the wall. Actually, you were for the wall in the beginning until Trump wanted it. And then when Trump magically wanted the wall, you had to be against it because you can't support him. There's so much evidence that keeps coming out day in and day out that they just don't like Trump. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, and I've talked about this since he started, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, they're not going to support anything. And I've said this before. I was someone that I'm like, well, Trump's gonna kind of run for a little bit, and then he's going to bow out. And then we'll get like a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush. Because that's why, like, when we had the primary here, I'm like, well, I want to vote for Trump, but I don't know if he's going to be the long-term candidate. Like, is he going to bow out and this not be real? And I'm like, screw it. He's not a politician. He's not been in D.C. for 50 years. I'm going to give him a shot and bang. And then when in Indiana, his polls were through the roof. I'm like, sold. I'm like, I made the right choice. And the rest is history. But it's like they try to act like Trump has not done anything to stop this. He's offered help. And finally, some of these cities after like a month, yeah, come on in. Oh, crap, Captain. They're not buying the riots on Trump. We got it. Okay. Crap. Now not only do we have to concede that the riots are not Trump's fault, now we have to ask Trump for help. Making America great means working together. If you have rioters in your town, okay, Democrat, can you call up the National Guard? We need them. Then if they don't do it, then you can say, hey, you know, if they ask Trump for the National Guard and he turned them down, they can say, hey, guess what, man, we tried to help our community. We tried to get Trump to get the National Guard. No, Trump offered the National Guard and they turned it down. And all of a sudden they act like, oh, this is what's going on, folks. We have all these riots and Trump's not, I'm condemning them. I'm Biden, and I condemn these riots. Yeah, after about 60-some days. Hello?
Who is this, Cal?
Yeah.
Cal, the thing you have to do is go get 10 friends and get them registered so we can get Donald Trump reelected.
Yep.
That's what you have to do. I'm an African American. And the things that I see going on, I do not like. I voted for Trump. We'll vote for him again. But we can't talk about it. We got to get out there and do something because the left, they burned the midnight oil.
Yeah.
And they won't stop at anything. So get your friends, get 10 friends. Then those 10 friends get 10. We still got time to get people registered so they can vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you get back to your program.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye. And that's and I've said that before because my callers were, you know, I try to get people to vote. And one thing I will say about that is, there are countries that have higher voter percentage turnouts than the United States, and they have people, and they're getting shot at in their country. And when I get people to try to vote, you know, it's like, I don't care what you vote for. I don't care what you stand. If you want to vote for Biden, vote for Biden. If you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. You live in a country that every 4 years you get to vote for a president. I jokingly said this. Well, Trump needs to come out and say, well, if Congress and Senate don't have term limits, why should I? I'm going to stay as your president, and we're going to halt the elections until the Congress and Senate have term limits of 4 years total, two-year terms. Because what people don't realize is Nancy Pelosi has been in D.C. There's a picture of Trump shaking Reagan's hand, and he was in D.C. meeting President Reagan. Trump was. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were there blaming Reagan. Now they're blaming Trump. It's going to be interesting to see these mayoral races and see how they turn out. Because with some of these cities that are trashed, are people going to vote out these people? You get that luxury in this country to vote. I vote in primaries. There's not one election I haven't voted in. With rights come great responsibility. I'm a Second Amendment gun owner. A responsibility that I don't take lightly when I carry my gun. I pray to God I just go to the range and put up a paper target and put it out 10, 15 yards and shoot at it. I don't take my rights lightly, my freedom of speech. But you have Democrats that are... But the thing is, I think you have these kids that are going to be like, okay, I can't wait to see Trump condone the riots. I can't wait to see him do it. Biden has. Because they're not going to know anything. They're not going to know that Biden has not, that Biden kind of has been him and Kamala Harris. What was it called? The Minnesota Freedom Fund. Kamala Harris started around 4 days after the May 27th Minnesota riots. She started the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help get money for these rioters, pay their bail. And now she's like condoning it. Now that Trump's not being accused of causing all this violence and destruction, guess what, folks? Now that Trump's not being accused of this, Captain, we got to do something. Yeah, you got to do something. You got to get out and vote. Like my caller said, get out and vote. You have that right. It's not like, okay, how you doing? I am Fidel Castro. I own you. Unless you can come up with a bunch of people to try to kill me and take me out of power, I run your life. You fish for lobster and we catch you, we imprison you. You try to escape, we can imprison you for life or kill you. If you leave and your family is here, we kill your family. You see someone not doing what the government wants you to, you turn them in. I'm Fidel Castro. I am your leader indefinitely until I die. Then another dictator takes over. No, every 2 years, you get the chance to vote. And every 4 years, you get the chance to vote. Governors and mayors and congressmen and senators. We have a lot of great Tea Party people that are in these primaries, but no one votes, so it's just these little politics as usual people to get in. Got about 30 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are, listening around the world. I have people all over the world listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. when you see Australians media bashing the Democrats for the way they're treating Trump, it says something. When you have other medias looking and saying, okay, watch this. You think that I'm saying this because I'm a Trump supporter? This is someone from a different country saying the same thing I'm saying. And that's the thing. You have the ability every 4 years in this country to vote, and every 2 years to vote for different things. Now you got a lot of candidates that are like, well, we're going to try to push this information to, so that we're going to give it to the Supreme Court, let them, because I'm up for election in 2 years, man. I can't see that. I can't have this on my record and have them bash me and not get reelected. That's the problem. Screw that Biden said in the 1985 deposition in the Senate the N-word 13 times. Forget that. 1985, he was in Senate and he's still there. Must be pretty darn lucrative if he's still in the government. Must be pretty darn lucrative. But where is the media coverage in the Georgia incident with the child sex trafficking? It's huge. Two Florida women face charges for allegedly sex trafficking minors. I have seen in Indiana where I live, we've had people that, hey, you give me a hit of heroin, you give me $100 or whatever, my daughter's in the room and you can do whatever you want to her. And if I knew that stuff was going on, I'd be like, okay, I give the person whatever, like $100 or whatever. I'd go into the room, I'd take the girl and I'd kidnap her and I'd take her to the police and I'd say, hey, officer, this lady right here offered me $100, heroin, whatever I could give her, and I could do whatever I wanted to her daughter, and I took her and I kidnapped her and I brought her here. And yeah. Remember, folks, if you ever feel afraid, if you're a kid and you have an issue, fire stations are always a safe place. But to think, I mean, even Netflix did a show sexually exploiting girl, like 12-year-old girls. Two Florida women charged with allegedly sex trafficking minors. And the FBI has arrested two Florida women for allegedly sex trafficking 15-year-old girls. Broward County Human Trafficking Task Force arrested Kamara Nazi, 21, of Hollywood, Florida, and Alexandria Ramirez, 19, of Coral Springs, Florida, last week, WLFA reported. According to court documents, the women sex trafficked two 15-year-old girls between October 2019 and 2020. The police were able to rescue one of the girls in an undercover human trafficking operation at a hotel. Basically, they would bring someone in and say, I want to do this. And the person that's wanting to do something to one of the girls is undercover, and then they take them and they get them to safety. And it was an online advertisement that tipped them off. That's why, like, on one of those sites where you can, like, advertise and, like, buy and sell stuff, there was people, that's why they took down, like, the prostitution stuff, because you could sit there and, like, hey, you want a date or whatever, and they took it down. You know? And stuff can change if you get out and get the word out and say, I don't care who you know your facts. But one thing about getting out and voting is, like, these people, I voted for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? John McCain? There. No. Yeah, you can take a phone to the voting, because there's times where I look up, okay, like, I try to find out who I can vote for ahead of time. Like, well, who is Judge Julio Homonomolo. And you try to find out who he is. Because there's times where there's like seven judges pick three. I've never heard it. And so I try to find out who I can vote for, like the smaller people, like the local people, so I can know who I'm voting for. And there's times where, okay, there's only one judge for this thing. So it's like, okay, I don't know him. So I don't know. So, and if I can't find information or don't know, then I don't. Because there was one election where, like, all these, I saw, like about 150 commercials. No one I saw a commercial for I could vote for, because they weren't in my area. But it's nice to see this stuff going down, these sex traffickings getting taken down. It makes me sick that it's happening, but it's nice to see it happening. I'm glad I grew up in a different age. I mean, when I was in second, third grade, be like, look at this Lego set, my mom, and, you know, bring a Lego set to school. Well, look at this, man. This is the newest Transformer that you're on Cloud 9. Second grade. But it's one of those things that, you know, like when I was in second grade, you know, it may have been an 11-inch balloon, but you thought it was bigger than you were. You thought it was huge. You thought, like, the coolest thing ever. Because, of course, the kid would probably bring a whole bag for his birthday and just hand them out. And then we just have fun all day. Now you have kids in second grade. Man, is that what I think it is? I got a test kit right here, man. It'll turn the most darkest blue ever, man. This has to be Peruvian flake, man. This is high stuff, man. I've known people that had school, elementary schools locked down for gang fights. And the cops would be let in like, yeah, we got three of your students involved. And like, you're talking like a fifth grade on down, elementary school. And there are kids involved in the gang fight. It's not like they locked down the school because two gangs with like 20-somethings are fighting. There were elementary kids in the gangs that were involved in the fighting and the shooting. I'm glad I grew up in a different era. I'm sure when I grew up, because I was born in 75, I'm sure there were places that were not that safe. I know Gary, Indiana is considered like one of the most dangerous cities in the whole U.S., but, you know, I'm sure there's areas that even in the 80s, I'd have been like, it wouldn't have been like the school I went to type, you know. You know, I'm glad I grew up with like bringing Legos to school. Oh, wow, I could probably fit inside that balloon. It's that big. And now it's like, man, this is pure, man, this is black tar, man. You know, I mean, I've known people that, like, in kindergarten, if you ain't talking to your kids about cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, PCP, you're too late. You know, you got three-year-olds slanging in the playground. You know, they talk about getting, well, Bibles are being pushed in jail. Why not be pushed in schools? Maybe if we got the good word out, open it up. Jeremiah 22:26, verse 28. Is this man, Jamaican, a despier, broken pot, an object no one wants? Why will he and his children be hurled out, cast into the land they do not know? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Record this man as if childless a man who will not prosper in his lifetime. For none of his offspring will prosper, none will sit on the throne of David or rule anymore in Judea. Get him into the word. Some of the word, we always joke at church, because like, okay, who can pronounce that name? Because some of the names are really hard, but, you know, but get him into the word. And, you know, put down the guns and pick up the Bible. You know, it's just sad that this, where this world is going to. You know, I mean, I'm sure there was bad parts of places when I was a kid, you know, like if like we're, because I grew up in a great community. But, wow. I mean, this is how bad it is. I mean, the virus is so bad that there's no biohazard things anywhere. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited a San Francisco hair salon for a wash and a blowout, aka a blow dry, despite local coronavirus restrictions. No mask. But they don't care, you know. It's like Dr. Fauci, when he was at that Washington Nationals game, he thought he wasn't being watched, so he had his mask down. Like, they tell you to do one thing. You know, Trump is, they call him a dictator-in-chief and all this stuff, and he's Hitler, but Biden said, if I was president, masks would be forced. Your rights don't matter. I mean, the virus is so dangerous that people will actually not follow the rules. People don't care. People are done. People don't buy any of this. You know, because that's the thing, you know, people think that, like there are people that have used heroin, and because of medical cannabis, they've actually, it helps them get an appetite. It causes, stops nausea and vomiting and stuff. And what they've found out is, hey, when you use this stuff, it actually can help you. Because most people don't know you use heroin to get high, and then after a while, you're just using it mainly to keep yourself from not getting sick. And if you, and you know, and there's a lot of good strains, like Girl Scout cookies is a great one for nausea. But if, but like, you know, if you just want to relax, because like if you want to take a Durban Poison or a Northern Cheese Haze, they're great for daytime when you, if you want to work and function. You know, this notion that everyone that uses medical cannabis is just a Cheech and Chong. You know, Irvin Rosenfeld since 1982 has been getting it for years. But if you just want to sit and relax, lamb's bread is incredible. Granddaddy Purple is amazing. Blue Dream is another amazing that helps you just relax. Northern Lights, one of the first medical strains ever. Laughing Buddha is another one. GSC is an amazing strain for just relaxing. Hindu Kush. You got Jack the Ripper, AK-47. For the Jewish people out there, I joke, it's kosher Kush. I have some Hasidic Jew in me, so I was like, yeah. But it's amazing that these all, you know, that there are strains like this that if you just want to take it easy and have some time alone and just relax and reflect, And there are strains that will, okay, I got to work, I got to function, I got to go and do, that will help you. You know, like I tell people, like my mom was like a big anti-cannabis person. I'm like, she goes, you know, I want to try CBD. I've heard so much, I want to try it. I'm like, yeah, like 20 years ago, I wanted to give you a cannabis. I wanted to have you try stuff. And 100% against it. And I said, this guy is going in Illinois. He has a biochemist at Purdue. And they produce this stuff. And it's high quality. This is really good CBD. And this and that. And she thinks it's really, because it's pricey. But it's helping her immensely. I'm like, but it's one of those, I'm trying to convince my mom, okay, this is a $10 script. Yeah, but this is better. That's a thing that she has someone that when I finally, just try it. You know, but make sure if you want to do it or something, if you want to, if you want to actually get cannabis, go to where it's legal and do it when you have nothing to do because you'd be on vacation. Try it. Try it at night when you have nothing to do. So at worst, okay, I'm just going to lie in the bed and watch TV because and see how it, just like they do with medications. Before you use this medication, know how it affects you. Take it on. So every medication I take, my daughter's like, try to start that on your day off. Unless, try it on your day off and see how it, because this can happen. Not always, but, whatever the case. But it's an amazing, and I think the further we get into the more we study with cannabis, the more we get into the cannabis, the more I think we're going to realize, well, this is what we've been doing all along, and this is the benefits. Because I used it not realizing, hey, this is why I wasn't realizing that I was using it to try to get relief. The problem is back in the day, you didn't know what you got. It's like, okay, this is, okay, man, I wish I could get what I had last time. I don't like this stuff, and it was a hit or miss. It was like the good old days where you got whatever you got. Now it's like, now you can sit there, okay, I'm looking for, that Northern Cheese Haze is amazing. It helps me. It works. I can get relief and I can function. I love it. Well, let me call my sister's store. I think they have some. Yeah, and how much you need? Yeah, you want 4 grand? Okay, yeah. We got 4 grand. Okay, we'll hold it for you. And that's the thing. Now you can, like I tell people, if you've never done it and you're thinking about, okay, talk to someone like me. Talk to someone that get like a joint's worth of each kind of like 4 different ones and try them and say, okay, let me see how this works and how that works and how this works and go from there. Because you get a whole bunch. Yeah. Because people be like a kid in the candy store. Oh, yeah. But then they don't like the way they make them feel. Like, well, I don't like this. This is not the right strain. Nope. What do I do, Captain? Because now you got a bunch where if you get a little bit of each, yeah, I didn't really like that. But, hey, I got enough to do like a one hit or a bowl or a joint. And then you can, okay, well, I did that. That was a 16% indica dominant hybrid. Let me try a more sativa dominant. Let me do like a 70-30 sativa to indica, okay? Let me try, and then when you go through different things, there you go. And then you can find what works for you. And I bet you could probably do like a one hit every day. have a different strain and probably go a year and not even get half of the strains are out there. But it's one of those things. Anyways, you know, about time to move on, but I just want to get into something, because, like, when you have, I use sources a lot, and when you have people tell me to my face that, because, like, there are people that still think that what those officers did, that the officers killed George Floyd, that the fentanyl had not 1% to do with it, and then I wish duct tape could fix stupid, but it can't, you know. Because they try to say that the CDC information is false because, well, technically, even though they had pre-existing conditions, they had COVID-19, so they can still claim that COVID-19 is actually the cause of death, even though they had a heart attack or a stroke that bang. Because there's the old additive, okay, let's say you got COVID-19 and that turned into a stroke and you died because of the stroke. Was it the stroke that killed you? Or was it because you got, if you didn't get COVID-19, would you have gotten the stroke? No one would, you'll never know. And then people act like, okay, well, if that was my wife, I would be going to the people, then why didn't you try to stop them? I mean, it's amazing when people say, well, look at these cops who reacted. Well, okay, did you, you know, people don't know anything. People don't do their research. They act like these people that are killed by cops are like, have a squeaky clean record with nothing wrong. They've never done one thing wrong. And then they're like, well, wait a minute here. You know, if you look at that Kenosha, Wisconsin guy and the sex trafficking, basically he was sexual assault and domestic abuse. The charges that he was convicted of, that he was having a warrant for his arrest for, over, it makes no sense there. But time to move on, because you can't fix stupid. I wish you could, but you can't. It's just hard to believe that 24-hour, like, all of a sudden, we're linked to Donny van de Beek and Manchester United instantly gets him. 24 hours. Now, I've heard that there's talk that Jadon Sancho is done. They're just waiting to announce it, but I don't know. I think they're maybe trying to get, like I said, let's say we get Jadon Sancho and Donny van de Beek, and there's only two signings we'll get. Would you rather take Jadon Sancho and not get him and get, like, so we get five signings instead of two? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward, because I hope we get Jadon Sancho. I hope he's a priority. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But it's just, I mean, just like amazing. I mean, you got to give the board credit for what they did, and I just keep it up. I mean, granted, Ajax, their director of football is Eric van der Sar, you know, so he has a long history with United. So, I mean, it's a good thing. I think it's just positive. Now we just got to keep this up. And Thiago, I think it's going to be, I think we can get him. I don't know. I think if we get Jadon Sancho and we get Van de Beek, I think it'll be a good summer. But if they could say, okay, we'll get like five signings, I'd take four players coming into United that are like a Donny van de Beek over Jadon Sancho. If we had the choice between getting four more players that were like Donny van de Beek caliber, I would probably rather do that than get just Jadon Sancho. Now, if we're going to get, like, Donny van de Beek, let's say Jadon Sancho and like two other players or one other player, then, you know, if it was between getting Jadon Sancho and Donnie Van de Beek and getting four other players on top of Donnie Van de Beek, so we get five in, I'd rather do that. Would you rather get squad depth or not? I'd rather have squad depth. You know, I mean, we have a good team, but if we need to pull from the bench, there's no one to come in to replace. They all stink because, you know, I know that AS Roma has supposedly, they're supposedly looking at putting in a bid for Chris Smalling, but he's still training with Manchester United. So there's no, you know, that's coming from Fabrizio Romano, who's come out and said that, you know, that there's going to be an incoming bid. And I think AC Roma will put in a bid and he'll go there. And I think he'll do great. But it's like, he's still training with the squad. So he's not, there's no, I mean, when there was transfer activity with Donnie Van de Beek, and like, he's not going to be in the squad. We're not even going to risk him. And it's like instantly like, wow. Because for a second there, I thought it was going to be like a five-day thing where Donnie Van de Beek is, yeah, terms have been agreed and everything, but nothing happens. Because with what happened with Donnie Van de Beek, I thought that's basically what Sancho did. I thought that everything was agreed upon, that this is the price that they want at Borussia Dortmund and Manchester United are okay paying that. Yeah, we agree to those terms. And then that's where it ended. And I guess Donnie Van de Beek was that way, and then United threw a bid. So I don't know if they agreed to Borussia Dortmund's terms with Jadon Sancho, and then like, well, maybe if we'll agree to those terms, but let's see if they'll lower it at all. But everyone is doing business like it's a normal year, not like it's a COVID-19 pandemic year. So Borussia Dortmund does have, hey, look, there might be prices down a little bit, but still, people are buying and selling. It's going to be interesting. I think it's because everyone's looking. I mean, Everton's looking at doing deals. I think it's going to be I hope we get a year, because I've been tired of these last couple of years where it's literally like I don't know. Let me see here. Like, okay, all they have to do is win this game, and it's February, and they've won the Premier League title. I want to get back to like, okay, it comes to the last game, and it comes to a goal differential, but who wins the title? Got about 60 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, you can on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually follow me. If you go to Kyle's Conversations on Facebook, I do have a Facebook page. I do post a lot of Breitbart articles and a bunch of other stuff. A lot of it gets taken down because it's fake. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, I mean this Thursday, yeah, it's Tuesday, this Thursday coming up. Good night, everyone, and God bless you all.